The West Side Highway has been open to emergency traffic. The West Side Highway is open to emergency traffic.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward.
Earth.
And freedom will be defended. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. None of us will ever forget this day, yet we go forward to defend freedom and all that is good and just in our world.
And it's going to be fought on many fronts, the military front, the intelligence front, the law enforcement front, the diplomatic front. And it's a war not just against the United States.
La gente empezaba a gritar que nos fuéramos para arriba. Otros que venían de arriba gritaban, no, vámonos para abajo. Bueno, fue algo increíble. Yo no sé cómo abrieron la puerta.
Yo como veterano de la guerra de Vietnam, yo he visto muerte, pero una muerte como hoy, lo que yo vi ayer, es muy diferente que una guerra. La gente que estaban del 40 para arriba, toda esa gente empezaron a brincar por la ventana.
Oh,
explosion. Oh my God, I don't believe it.
Ryan Lutz there on the scene as we were talking.
Oh,
you just heard
God,
it.
I was looking at it. It's beside the northeast corner has exploded in the most incredible explosion. Explosion. Oh my God, I don't believe it.
Ryan Lutz there on the scene as we were talking.
Oh,
you just heard
God,
it.
I was looking at it. It's beside the northeast corner has exploded in the most incredible explosion.
Building has collapsed?
The building has collapsed.
That's the southern tower you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. The second building that we witnessed the airplane enter.
Jesus.
Building has collapsed?
The building has collapsed.
That's the southern tower you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. The second building that we witnessed the airplane enter.
Oh, oh my God! Oh, shit! Oh, my God!
We've got to respond as if it is a war. And we've got to respond in the sense that it isn't going to be solved with a single counterattack against one individual. It's going to be a long-term conflict. And it's going to be fought on many fronts, the military front, the intelligence front, the law enforcement front, the diplomatic front. And it's a war not just against the United States.
In case I don't see you again, that the plane has been taken over by hijackers.
I could see people from the building, not that just got hit, from the other building, that people were jumping out the window and they were still alive.
Explosion. We've got numerous people covered with dust from the secondary explosion.
Stand by for this transmission. The officers from Trinity Place and Cedar Street that were trapped, they've been accounted for. The officers from the North Tower on the second floor, they've been removed from the location and they've been accounted for at this time.
Explosion. Oh my God, I don't believe it.
Ryan Lutz
oh
there
God.
On the scene as we were talking.
Oh
you just
God,
heard it.
I was looking at it. It's beside the northeast corner has exploded in the most incredible explosion. Flames are flying out of the building. They're 5-10 stories high now. Black billowing smoke. The building corner, the whole entire corner is gone. It's missing. Smoke is continuing to billow. It's getting black and blacker. Oh my God.
Three engines. Those units going to the fifth alarm box 2033. We've been advised the West Side Highway has been open to emergency traffic. The West Side Highway is open to emergency traffic.
Stand by, banana field car, urgent.
acts were an assault on our people and on our freedom, that our resolve has not been weakened by these horrific and cowardly acts. We will speak with one voice to condemn these attacks, to comfort the victims and their families, to commit our full support to the effort to bring those responsible to justice.
As an information number for families only, the number is 1-800-245-0099.
No hay palabra, porque you know, yo como veterano de la guerra de Vietnam, yo he visto muerte, pero una muerte como hoy, lo que yo vi ayer, es muy diferente que una guerra. La gente que estaban del 40 para arriba, toda esa gente empezaron a brincar por la ventana, porque no había ruta de escape por la gasolina, el fuego.
Había mucho humo, la gente histérica, todo el mundo gritaba, nos fuimos por las escaleras de emergencia. Cuando pudimos llegar al primer piso, las puertas se encontraban totalmente cerradas. La gente empezaba a gritar que nos fuéramos para arriba. Otros que venían de arriba gritaban, no, vámonos para abajo. Bueno, fue algo increíble. Yo no sé cómo abrieron la puerta.
Estamos en guerra. Los terroristas han declarado la guerra a América y responderemos de forma activa.
Our response involves far more than instant retaliation.
Nuestra respuesta va a ser más que unos ataques aislados, una guerra nunca antes vista, una campaña prolongada. Una campaña de ataques que incluye ataques dramáticos que todos podremos ver en televisión y también operaciones ocultas.
Todas las naciones en todas las regiones deben tomar ahora una decisión. O están con nosotros o están con los terroristas.
No timetable for the Taliban, just like there are no negotiations. I have said that the Taliban must turn over the Al-Qaeda organization living within Afghanistan and must destroy the terrorist camps. And must do so, otherwise there will be a consequence.
They are people.
Han apoyado en su día la muerte de víctimas inocentes. Por lo tanto, Dios les ha devuelto lo que merecen.
What they deserve.
Los musulmanes que vivan o se encuentren en Gran Bretaña no deben viajar en aviones ni residir en rascacielos. La tormenta no se calmará mientras Estados Unidos y Gran Bretaña no cesen su apoyo a los judíos en Palestina. No levanten el embargo contra el pueblo de Irak y no abandonen la península arábiga. Si no lo hacen, la tierra se incendiará bajo sus pies.
Claramente, los eventos del día 11 de septiembre han elevado a los bomberos de la ciudad de Nueva York a un plano de heroísmo. Pero quiero impartirles que ser bombero no es ser un héroe, es ser un ser humano que valora la fragilidad de la vida. Es más, en una forma u otra, todos en este salón lucharemos con igual esfuerzo al ver un edificio encapsulado y prometer extinguir la vida de otros seres humanos.
That I believe there ought to be a Palestinian state.
Creo que un Estado palestino debe existir siempre y cuando reconozca el derecho de Israel a existir y lo respete.